I have been, well, let me back up, let me do this. When I was coming up, and I don't do it now, but I used to go, when I used to eat, I had an appetite. I would just eat, just constantly, you know. And my mom and dad used to kind of tell me, Van, slow down, because I would just, I put food in my mouth, and I chew it on it a little bit, and if it didn't taste bad, and I didn't spit it out, then I swallowed it. So it was like, tastes good, and I would just swallow it. And I wouldn't chew on it, and wouldn't try to really get the flavor of the taste, I'd just take it, you know, and they were trying to tell me, you know, I was just hungry. I was hungry all the time, and I would just eat too fast. I've gotten older, and I can't eat fast now. If I eat fast now, I'll choke, okay? There's been time, I mean, Jackie had to come in the bathroom and get me. I mean, I'm old now, can't do that. But back in the day, I was just fast. The Bible talks about, when Joshua talks about the Word of God, it talks about meditating on the Word. Taking the Word and just, when you get it, don't just swallow. I used to do the Word just like that. I would read the Bible, just read. And I didn't really take time to meditate on it. I would just read it and just, I kept putting it in me, but I didn't take time to meditate on it. Meditating is like chewing it. Like chewing on the Word of God. And so, lately, one of the things I've been doing is chewing on the Word of God. Just taking my time. And if you've been here the past couple of Sundays, I've been talking on one thing. I've been talking about prayer. I've been talking about praise. And I've been talking about preaching. And God has just had me just meditate on it. Chew on it. Take time. You know it's good, but chew on it. Digest it. Get it all in. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been talking about prayer. I've been talking about praise. And I've been talking about preaching. Love you, brother. And so God's just been, hey, just hang there. The past couple of Sundays, that's what I've been talking about. Prayer, praise, preach. Just chew on it. Think about it. Meditate on it. And so, this week, just been meditating on it. Meditating on prayer. One of the things I've been meditating about, God's been talking to me about, man, use all types of prayer. Use all types of prayer. There are all types of prayer. Use it all. Use prayer. Use all types of prayer. I wrote it down. You got mental prayer. You're just thinking about it. You just think about something or think about somebody mental. You don't say anything. You don't get in a prayer position or nothing like that. Mental prayer. You just pray. Mental. Right here. I look at you, Noel, and I just think about you. Start praying. Use it. You got mental prayer. You got emotional prayer. Emotional. Use it. Some people are emotional. Sometimes you use it. Sometimes you got, you know, you could be happy, you could be sad, you could be upset. Use it. Pray that way. If you're in that time, use it. There's times for emotional prayer. There's times for social prayer. Social, together, with somebody. It could be one more, it could be two more, it could be a group, it could be a team. Social prayer. Use it. Physical prayer. There's a touch. You touch somebody. You lay hands on somebody. You use healing. You use oil. Touch. Some kind of physical prayer. Use all the types of prayer. Use it. Physical. Positional. You might head up, head down, hands crossed, position. One of the things I'm thinking about is positional prayer. If you haven't, you will. There's a prayer where God's going to make you get down on your knees, and you're going to bow your head and you're going to say, God, help me. Just live long enough. There is a positional prayer. It's a humbling prayer. It's a prayer where God, okay, I can't do this without you. But pray. Use all of it. And you'll sense it. You'll be able to know it. There's a time for everything. You'll be able to know it. God will bring you into it. There's positional prayer. There's written prayer. There's unwritten prayer. There's tongues. There's musical prayer. There's all types of prayer. If you got it, use it. Use all types of prayer. There's long prayer, there's short prayer, there's loud prayer, there's soft prayer, there's silent prayer. Use it. All types of prayer. God's just been doing it. Then use it every time. Know when to use it. Find out when you used to seek me. I'll show you. There's all types of prayer. There's repeat prayer. There's random prayer. Use it. There's all types of prayer. You're not stuck. Don't put God in the box. Use it. There's daily prayer. There's monthly prayer. There's yearly prayer. Whatever. Use it. All types of prayer. Now, when God was still moving with that, he said, there's three things. He just pointed out three to me. There's three types of prayer don't use. There's three types of prayer do not use. Do not use the prayer of pride. Prayer of pride, there was in the Bible, there's a story. There's a man, he's over there praying. He's saying, Lord, I'm praying and I'm so glad I'm not bad like that. I'm so glad I'm not like that tax collector. I don't do what so-and-so does. I'm so glad I'm so holy. That's a prayer of pride. I'm praying and I think I'm better than somebody else. Don't use that prayer. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna help you. And remember, I talked about prayer when I talked about communication is everything. If I don't communicate with him, he don't communicate with me, I die. We don't make it. You can't make it without prayer. You can't make it without communication. If there's no communication, somebody's gonna die. It ain't gonna be him. Somebody's gonna get messed up. It ain't gonna be him. It's gonna be us. Everything depends on communication. Prayer of pride. Don't do that. If you think you're better than somebody, and that's the way it comes out your mouth, cut it off. You're not better. There's a prayer of cursing. Don't pray that somebody has it back. Lord, kill them. Lord, get rid of them. All right? No. That's not a prayer that God wants us to pray. Yes, they might have hurt you. Yes, they might have did you wrong. That's not a prayer. That's not God's prayer. That doesn't come from him. Last one, prayer of showing off. Some people pray so that other people can see them, so that they can get a pat on their back, so that they look good. Jesus talked about it. There's some they would get out in front of some people, and they would pray so that they would be seen. Don't pray to be seen. It talks about praying in your closet. In other words, don't do prayers to show off. Don't do show off prayers, long prayers, so everybody can pat you on the back and make. Don't do that. But you gotta pray. Does that make sense? You gotta pray. You gotta pray. Second thing, praise. Two things came out meditating. Two things here. Whenever you pray, or whenever you praise him. Praise God is giving God glory, honoring God. Whenever you praise, whenever you give God glory, whenever you do it so you can be seen or that God sees you. Or do it in such a way that God gets to praise. Don't do it for man, do it for God. Now, I struggled in this because I used to play football and used to play in front of 80,000 people, used to play on TV. And so I used to play to please you. I wanted the fans. And so I did everything to make you praise me. And so I struggled when I first started dealing with this with praise, because God would say, man, don't do things to please people, do things to please me. You got to make sure I clap. Don't worry about if they clap. If they happen to clap, that's fine. But you got to make sure I clap. And a lot of times, I'm going to ask you to do stuff for me, and ain't nobody going to see you. Only one seeing you is me. And you got to make sure when you praise, when you're doing praise, you're doing it for me. You want me to praise you, not men to praise you. And I struggled for a long time because I would do stuff to try to get you to see and to pat me on the back. And God was like, no, if they don't say nothing to you, if they don't pat you on the back, you don't do it for them, you do it for me. Praise. Second thing, praise.
You got money. You got money in your pocket? Okay. She keeps money. I ain't got no money. All right. You got $20? All right.
She got $20. Here's what, Jimmy, you get to choose, okay? All right. And I got to give you $20 back. I'm pretty sure what's going to happen. Okay. All right.
drop Peter to pay Paul. And they don't pay Paul back. All right.
I ain't gonna get paid.
Whatever. Praise. Second thing God was dealing with me about in praise. There's in the Bible it talks about there's a man, these hypocrites come up to Jesus and they're trying to mess with Jesus. And they say, do we give money to Caesar? And he knew what they were trying to do. And he says, give God what belongs to God. And give what belongs to Caesar. Because they bring the coin up to him. He says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but give to God what belongs to God. Praise. Praise is giving. Praise is glorifying. Praise is honor. Praise is respect. Whenever you give praise, you're honoring. You're respecting. You're giving something. You're saying you're worth something. Taxes. I pay taxes. Now, I could hide behind and not pay taxes, but I pay taxes. I pay taxes so that I can have police and I can have fire and I can have hospitals and I can have certain things. And I pay those taxes. Don't want to pay, but I pay. Sometimes I might have to struggle a little bit, but I pay them. And what I'm showing and what I'm saying is I respect you. I understand. That's to the world. To God. God says, praise me. Did you know that there is a spiritual tax? Y'all didn't know there was a spiritual tax? It's called the tithe. There's a spiritual tax. God says, all right, Jimmy. Jackie's gonna give you the money. Or you can take this. Here's what I'm gonna do, Jimmy. I'm gonna clap. 5 times. And I'm going to say, I like Jimmy. Alright? I like Jimmy. Alright? What I just did is I gave you some praise. Alright? Now, Jackie. Alright. Let me take that. Jackie, here's a 10. Which is a 10. Alright? Do you want, you choose. You get to choose. You get to keep it. Alright? I got to pay her back. Alright, you get to keep it. Do you want my clap 5 times and I said, I love you, Jimmy? Or do you want me to praise you by giving you $10? Which one do you want?
Clap.
You want to clap? Jimmy Lyon. Thank you. Jimmy, you know, I'm in trouble.
He's scared.
All right. Now, I'm going to put $10 because Jimmy's in there.
But let's change.
Let's say, Jimmy, clap 5 times and I say I love you, or $1,000.
Take the money.
Which one would you take? The praise. One of the ways we praise God. And he knows. And God, just like you, we were created in his image. I had to learn that. God, I could do this. God, I love you. Or I could say, okay, God, I'll pay taxes over there. I won't pay your tax. Which one you want, God? God, mess with me. Savannah, you give it? I mean, I'm just talking about me. Okay, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. I said, hey, you want to praise me? Prayer. Praise. Preach. Jesus said this. He was talking and we're finished. Jesus said this. He said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Whenever you tell, remember, we have to walk the walk. And talk the talk. If you're going to be a Christian, you got to walk the walk. And you got to talk the talk. If you can't walk it, shut up. If you don't talk, you can't walk.
I talked about this last week. Preach what you can do. Don't go out there and just, y'all need to stop being getting mad at people and then see somebody and cuss them out. If you can't walk it, shut up. Wait till you can walk it. You don't. But you gotta preach. You gotta let people know. And when you're letting people know, you got to understand, whenever I make a stand for Jesus, there's a price. Everybody ain't gonna like me. Everybody ain't gonna agree with me. Everybody ain't gonna follow me. Everybody ain't gonna clap for me. Everybody ain't gonna be happy for me. That's the price when you follow Jesus. If I follow Jesus, everybody ain't gonna wanna be my friend. There's a price that comes when you preach the gospel, when you live the gospel, when you make a stand, when you say, okay, God, I'm gonna follow you and I ain't gonna follow the world. I'm gonna do what you want me to do. I'm not gonna do what they want me to do. If you do that, you pay a price. Everybody ain't gonna like you. Everybody ain't gonna follow you. Everybody ain't gonna support you. Some people are gonna look at you and they're gonna turn the other way. Some people are gonna look at you and they're gonna try to hurt you. If they did it to Jesus, who do you think you are? There's a price. You gotta be willing to pay the price. It comes with it. Pray. Use all types of prayer. Praise. Praise God. Don't seek man's. Seek God's praise. Pay God. Let him know, God, I give you praise. I'm not going to give the world just as much praise as I give you. I'll give you praise. Preach. Walk this walk. Talk this talk. But know there's a price to come. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the people that are here. Bless them, Father. Help them to meditate on your word and what you have to say. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Love you.